This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin ashrafin bi'ai wa mursaleen wa ala alihi tayyibin tahirin wa sahabati al-akrameen wa tabi'ininahum bi ihsan. إلى يوم الدين وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله. All praises be to our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of the light of this deen and the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And nothing is better and more pleasurable for the human being than to have the heart filled with light. And there are many things that transpire when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a heart to be filled with light. Not only does it then illuminate from within that human being and illuminate that out in all of the other limbs, and thus everything is that we say and do with any of those limbs if the heart is filled with light, but also there's an impact that this has upon people that are around us. And from the blessing of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the greatest manifestation of the mercy of Allah and his blessing, there are so many different ways that we have to be able to bring light into our lives and to bring light into our hearts and then to be conduits of this blessed light to those that are around us. And in fact, this is what our Lord Jalla Jalalu says is one of the fundamental duties of his blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his book. In the very beginning of Surah Ibrahim after Alif Lam Ra, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Kitab anzalnahu ilayk. This is a book that we have sent down to you. We have revealed to you, O Prophet. And then as a result of receiving this book, what then is your duty? لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. In order that you may take people, lead them out of darkness and into light. And this is not happening by you in and of yourself, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the permission and leave of their Lord, إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, to the way of the Almighty and the Praiseworthy, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying here that it is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he is the one, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ, that is leading people out of light, leading people out of darkness and leading people into the light. And how is he doing this? He is doing this through his blessed way. He is the one that taught us how to do everything that it is that we do, from purifying ourselves to prayer, to fasting, to giving zakat and all of the other forms of worship, to all of the diverse ways that you and I interact with other individuals and have proper dealings, dealings that are rooted in ihsan, how it is that we need to be in relation to our hearts and all of the things that need to be removed, and gathering after gathering, form of worship after form of worship, act of goodness after act of goodness. Every single one of the aforementioned has a strong impact upon the heart. And what we see happening is that that darkness is then drained out of the heart and covered with blessed light from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that light is what enables us to feel close. That light is what enables us to experience the beauty of what human beings have been made to experience. But this has come from the Blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the one that Allah Ta'ala is ascribing this action to in his book, even though the reality is from him. And we see this in his book. We see also in relation to guidance. On one hand, Allah Ta'ala tells him that you do not guide the one that you do not guide those whom you will. But then Allah Ta'ala says in another verse, indeed that you guide to his path. And so that we know the reality is everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest means for this. So he is the one sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is taking us out of darkness and leading us into the light, by the permission of Allah Ta'ala, i.e. by his tawfiq, by his enabling grace, by his hidayah, and by his guidance to Baraka wa Ta'ala. And what is our Prophet taking us to? To the sirat, to the way. And this is not just any way. This is a way that has a destination that is not a physical place, but rather that destination is for the heart to come to know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But it is a sirat, it is a path. And that we know that guidance has a beginning and that guidance ends in the heart being close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because it is the path of the Aziz, the Mighty Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the Hamid, the one who is deserving of being praised, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the praiseworthy. And so this leads to the divine presence. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you follow his way, it will take you to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But then if we look at what the scholars have said about this, all of the different manifestations of this, and there are many, they say our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taken his ummah from many different types of darkness. Because in reality, although we translated the word in the singular, it actually is in the plural. There are many different types of darkness, and the light is one. And the first is from the dhulmat al-kufr, from the darkness of disbelief, and everything that goes along with that, the constriction in the heart of not believing properly, of not having true and correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet takes people out of this darkness and brings them to the light of Iman. And then he takes us out of the darkness, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of jahl, of ignorance, and he takes us to the light of knowledge. And then after this, that he takes us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the darkness of sin to the light of repentance and uprightness. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes us out of the darkness of heedlessness to the light of wakefulness and spiritual struggle. And then he takes us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the darkness of being exclusively focused on the realm of the sensory, the realm of desires, to the light of that zuhud and detaching from the things of this world. And then he goes on to take us out of noticing even the means in this world to completely witnessing the one who is the cause of all means. And then he takes us out, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the darkness of noticing our actions to the light of the sweetness of worship, as seeing everything as being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then on and on and on until there is no darkness that remains in the heart whatsoever. And someone is perpetually beholding their Lord with the eye of the heart. This is what they say is possible, and we believe it. And what we hope is that we've begun the process, is that we are people that are true followers of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that everything that it is that we do, every time that we do it with correct intention and presence of heart, so that it can do its job. This very gathering that we're in does its job. The very prayer, the prayers that we prayed before today, the prayer that we were just about to pray now, will do its job. All of these blessed acts of worship will do their job and fulfill their function if you and I do them in the way that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam taught us to do them. And then we know that he has inheritors that came after him that helped fulfill this fundamental duty. And some of these types of darkness and then being led in the light can be done on some of the hands of his inheritors, but not all. There remains those that are exclusively for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then there's degrees to which the great people of this religion reflect him in their duty in taking people from these various depths of darkness to the ascending ranks of light. And as was previously mentioned by Ustad Amjad, there's something very special about gatherings in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. It's something that stood out in a gathering similar to the one like we are in that took place earlier in the day, because it is in the eastern part of the Muslim world. One of the things that our teacher said in that gathering, and what we hope is from our connection to him, and the hope that this physical space in the hearts of people in this gathering is that that connection is also strengthened. As that he said, that moments, he's speaking about his gathering, moments in gatherings like this, someone can attain from the realities of connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which they would be unable to attain even were they to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the corners of the earth from east to west. He said, lahadat, moments in gatherings like this. Now, I'm not saying this gathering, we're not making that claim. We're talking about his gathering. The hope is that we're connected to that, though. Is that he said that moments in a gathering like the one that he was in, and that doesn't just apply to those who were physically there. It was also applies to those that are tuning in and those whose hearts are present, even if they be on the other side of the world. Is that he said that you can attain from the haqqaiq, from the realities of connection to who? To the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which you would not be able to attain even were you to worship Allah in the corners of the earth from east to the west. And then he posed the question, why is this the case? Because he said that the gaze upon those gatherings is from above. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that blessed gaze, by means of these select inheritors of them, everybody there present is present. And this is what they've always said. This is why it's so important to connect to the people of Allah. Because when you are doing worship, that is a ta'aruf. What that means is you are, through that worship, trying to know your Lord. As a result of that worship, you hope that Allah will give you a greater knowledge of Him. But when you are in the presence of the righteous, of these select individuals that Allah Ta'ala, through them, distributes His bounty, Allah is making Himself known to you, and there is a huge difference between someone trying to become known to Allah and that to know Him, which is a great thing, and between Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala making Himself known to you. This is why we must have a connection to the great people of Allah. Why we must have a connection to the awliya of Allah. And there's something that happens when we recognize who the best of creation is. Just in that recognition, knowing who He is, knowing how beloved He is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing His rank with Allah, knowing His noble character, knowing the greatness of His religion, just knowing that in and of itself opens up internal channels that are hidden to the physical eye for us to benefit in immense ways, for the heart to be able to receive an immense amount of light, an immense amount of mercy, and to be able to receive the bounty of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala just in knowing that. And this is why people that are focused on always being practical and pragmatic, not recognizing that talking about the best of creation, pointing to these meanings like the ones we just heard from Ustadh Amjad, this opens up the heart to be able to receive. Just acknowledging how beloved He is to Allah, acknowledging that He is the best of creation and that no one was singled out with great ranks of closest to Allah like Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just that in and of itself opens up the heart. Wherever someone might be on any part of the earth, in whatever time in which they live. And think about that, how Allah will honor a heart coming 1400 plus years after His time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hinterlands of the wild, wild west, where people are coming together from different backgrounds and ethnicities and different tribes and families and from different backgrounds coming together to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering Him and seeking His forgiveness and by sending salawat upon His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How could this not be great with Allah? How could Allah not shower mercy upon these hearts that come together? How could He not fill their hearts with light tabaraka wa ta'ala when this happens? And this is the hope. Is it when Allah Ta'ala fills the heart, your heart with love, that of Him first and foremost, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then for His sake, no one is more deserving of our love, as we heard in the poem. Not any of our parents or children or any other soul than the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we love those that are close to Him. We love the scholars, and we love the pious, and we love his family, and we love the companions, and we love all of those people that he loves, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he hopes that you and I can attain a divine gaze from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ya Allah bi nadra min al-ayn al-rahima tudawi kulli ma bi min amradin saqima. And inshallah, in gatherings like this, is that our portion will be great, and that we'll attain a close connection to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which will not be able to attain our own. And may Allah fill our hearts with the love of him and the love of those whom he loves, especially the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and the companions and all of the righteous of his ummah. Ya arhamar rahmeen, bless us to be with them in this world and when we die, and in the hereafter and eternally in the highest levels of paradise. Ya arhamar rahmeen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.